Blog Talk Radio.
You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. You are the love of my life.
Telling that, come on.
You're the hope that I cling to.
You mean
more than this world to me.
I wouldn't trade
you for silver or gold.
I wouldn't trade you
for riches.
Yellow,
you are my everything.
Come on, lift your hands all over this room today. Tell him that, come on, from your heart. Tell him you are the love of my life. Sing it out to him, say it.
You are the love of my life.
You are, Lord Jesus, you are.
You are.
You're the hope that I cling to.
I
don't have nothing else but you, God. You mean more.
You mean
more than this world.
More than this.
Take
world
every bit of it, Lord.
I wouldn't trade.
Take this whole world, but give me peace.
Come on, lift up your hands, he's here.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. The first song I played was You Are the Love of My Life by Judy Jacobs. The second song, God Is Here by Martha Menezes. Welcome everybody to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Stacy. And it's me, your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for her. And how things are going to work tonight. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to know that you still have time to call in for prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, it's 347-426-3782. You still have time to call in for prayer. I'm going to pray what the Lord has laid in my spirit for tonight. And I pray that somebody receives. But if you need prayer about a different situation, feel free to call in. Don't be shy. With that being said, let's jump right into it. To God be the glory. Tonight's prayer focus is Talitha Kumai, taken from Mark 5, verses 38 through 43 from the NIV. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha Kumai," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the little girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. And at this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. From the text, we see that, number one, she was 12 years old. And number two, we see that Jesus said something directly to her, not to the people keeping up all their commotion, not even to her mother and father who were in the room with her, but he said something directly to her. And that's what I'm going to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Lord God, over everybody that's listening in, God, whether they're listening live or to the replay, Lord God, whether they're listening on iTunes or on the podcast, God, I pray over everybody listening, Lord God, that you would say something directly to them, Lord God, directly to their situation, Lord God, not to the people outside of the situation, not even to their mother or father, not even to the one that's closest to them, God, but say something directly to them, Lord God, that will cause them to get up and walk. That will cause them, Lord God, to get up out of their situation. That will bring change into their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for leaving this example in the Bible, Lord God, of how words spoken over our lives, God, can change everything, God. Therefore, tonight, God, I speak over the people who are listening, God. I speak over their lives, Lord God, that they will not stay in their sick situation, that they will not stay ill, that they will not stay in unhealthy relationships, God, that whatever's going on in their bodies will not continue to exist, Lord God. But I thank you for touching and for delivering on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all those that are crying on tonight, Lord God, that this will be their last night crying, Lord God. For all those that's keeping up commotion, Lord God, I pray that they will get the knowledge, Lord God, to stop keeping up commotion, Lord God, and to trust what you have said to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for that one that has been put out, Lord God, that they will be brought back into the fold tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for somebody tonight that does not know you, God, that they will find salvation tonight, God. Whatever it is that they need in their lives, Lord God, that will cause them to get up. Like the little girl, whatever it is in their lives, that will cause them to get up. That will cause them to regain their strength. That will cause them to regain their appetite, God. Whatever it is, God, cause it to be tonight. Talitha Kumai, little girl, I say to you, get up. And if you're a man listening in, I say to you, get up. Now it's your time to get up. I thank you, Lord God, that you are selected, God, that you didn't bring everybody into that moment, Lord God, but that you're teaching us through Jesus tonight that we don't need to bring everybody into our moment, into our lives, into our struggles, Lord God, but to be selected, Lord God, and to pick those, Lord God, that will be of some use in the situation, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the ones that you brought in, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can glean from them there was a mother and a father. I thank you for every mother and every father, Lord God, that's going through something with their child. I say to them tonight, keep on struggling with your child. Do not give up. It looks like a struggle right now, but continue with them. You will get through on the other side, and they will be delivered from whatever they're going through. For that one that's struggling with a parent, Lord God, I pray for them, Lord God, that they will struggle through, Lord God, because their parent will be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving strict orders, Lord God, for us to get up, regain our appetite, regain our strength, because now is not the season to faint. Now is not the season to faint. So many of us are close, so close, Lord God, to what you call for us to be, so close to having what you want for us to have. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, then nothing can come between you, Lord God. Even in the text, we see, if we go up a little further, Lord God, we see up above where I was reading, we see, Lord God, that Jairus was interrupted before getting to his miracle, Lord God, that he was interrupted by somebody else that was in need, God. And so many times we are interrupted by things in our lives, God. Things cause distraction, Lord God. But I pray all over us tonight, Lord God, that nobody, none of us, we'll be distracted tonight, Lord God. We'll be distracted from getting what you want for us to have. We'll be distracted, Lord God, from getting healed, delivered, and set free. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, nothing will distract us from being strong again. That nothing will distract us from being ourselves again. The little girl got up, and she was able to be herself again. She was able to go to school with her friends and be herself again. She was able to play and be herself again. She was able to be 12 years old. Because how many know when we go through something, that things takes our full attention, and we no longer feel like ourselves. But somebody tonight, you are beginning to feel like yourself again, and that thing that's on your mind, that's on your heart, that's in your body, is slowly being removed from you. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing forth healing tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray on tonight that by the end of faith on the line, somebody will feel the difference in their body. Somebody will feel the difference in the way that they think. And I thank you, Lord God, that somebody will see the difference. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that somebody go back to the doctor and what they thought they saw, they will no longer see. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and let that person, whoever you are on the sound of my voice, be sure to give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because it's because of him that you have, what you have, everything that you have came from God, everything, your being, your very being, your movement, your thinking, everything came from God. And it's been totally restored. It's because of God. I thank God for this text tonight because it shows me that he is a respected person. He came and healed a 12-year-old child on behalf of her daddy. On behalf of her daddy, he healed a 12-year-old little girl. So I thank you, every daddy that's listening, continue to pray for your child. Every mother that's listening, continue to pray for your child. It's because of your faith that they are where they are. It's because of your faith that they're going to come out from where they are. I thank you, Lord God, for looking up on every child, Lord God, every school system on tonight, Lord God, and causing the school system to get back up on its feet, Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, let the school system be strong, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, strong in the way that they teach our children, Lord God, strong in the way that they secure our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for now letting any enemy distract, Lord God, anything that's going on in the school system, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, Lord God, that you are a supplier tonight, Lord God, for that one that may not have any food at home, Lord God. I thank you that you are a supplier, because the first thing you ask them to do after you heal the little girl was to give her something to eat, Lord God, which lets me know that we have a part to do in our healing, Lord God. We have a part to do in seeing our loved ones heal, Lord God. After you do what you're going to do, Lord God, give us the wisdom to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves and for them. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, get her something to eat. Somebody, your appetite is being restored, so get you something to eat. The enemy is no longer attacking your appetite. He's no longer attacking your body, and for that we give God all the glory. You can get up. You can get up. You've been down long enough to leave the coma. You can get up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now in the text, we also see that there were people that were laughing at him, laughing at Jesus, and he put them out. Now there are going to be some that are laughing at you, that they're going to say, I can't believe that you came on a prayer line and you think you got here. You think you got delivered, and they'll laugh at it, but you're going to have to show them. You're going to have to show them the God that you serve. And I thank you that God is going to give you. I thank you that God is the type of God. I want you to know that God is the kind of God that's going to give you the proof that you need. I thank you, Lord, for doing it for them on tonight. I just thank you for being awesome in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, that you're drying up tears, that you're stopping commotion. Lord God, that you're working with those, Lord God, that even didn't think that they had enough faith. God, you're working with them, because the Bible says that all we need is just a mustard seed of faith. God, so I thank you for working within somebody's faith limit on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, continue to do what only you can do, God. We give you honor and praise forward to lead the Kuma. Somebody get up. You are not distracted. You are not restricted. You are not distracted. You are not restricted, but you can get up, and you can get up in the name of Jesus. This prayer, this prophecy tonight was not just for children, but it was for adults. It was not just for adults, but it was for everybody. Whether you're sick, whether you're going through something that has you distracted, whether your appetite has been diminished, whether your faith has been diminished, whatever it is, you can get it back tonight. You will get it back tonight. It will be restored. Therefore, feel free to do what you've never been able to do. Feel free what you haven't been able to do in a long time. And for some of you, that means get up. Get out of that bed. Get up in the morning and get ready to do the things that you used to do. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. If there's anybody on the phone line at this time and you desire prayer, be sure to mash one on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you tonight. Mash one on your phone if you're listening to me via Blog Talk Radio, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join us right here on Faith on the Line via Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I see there are no live prayer requests on tonight. But if any time you desire prayer, don't be shy. You can reach me again. I'm Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Kate, but you can reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com, and I will be glad to pray with you or give you Bible-based consultation. Also, be sure to join me Monday night for Prolific Fire. You can join by calling the same number that many of you called on tonight, which is 347-426-3782, or by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. Be sure to join me Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. When the message will be, I went blank. But join me, and you will see it will be a great message. I promise you that. I got two messages on my mind, so not quite sure right now. But I believe that the message will be for Monday. Not sure. Anyway, just tune in and you will see toss up between Not My Kids or The Power of Thank You. Right now I got it listed as The Power of Thank You, but I'm not sure. We shall see. So tune in and see which one you will get to hear. One is for this Monday and one is for next Monday, so we shall see. Be sure to find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And be sure to join my sister Becky on Friday, which is May the 4th for Faith on the Line. Then join me on May the 7th. For one of those messages. Until then, God bless you all. Good night.